Welcome back to Level Up with Andy Buck, where you're going to learn some life skills, people skills, and sales skills that will help you learn to serve something greater. There once was a little-known quarterback that played professional football for a team in the Northeast. He was not a top pick in the draft, and he was chosen as a backup to the star on the team. During a game, the star got hurt, and this backup finally got his chance, and he never looked back. He led his team to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 championships. Of course, you probably know who this guy is, or at least you've heard of him. It's Tom Brady. In a strange turn of events, the coach of the team and Tom decided that it was time for them to part ways because Tom was getting old and it was time for new blood. Some people thought that the coach, Bill Belichick, was the reason for the success of the team, and others said it was Tom. Well, Tom went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which had had a pretty mediocre season, and he began the task of playing for a new team in a new location, something he had not done for more than a decade. What was the outcome? Yep, another Super Bowl appearance and a victory for Tampa Bay. Wow. You may already know this story, but I find it fascinating because of something that most people ignored. What was on display in Tampa Bay was not the athletic ability of Tom Brady. Instead, it was his incredible leadership abilities. You see, when you are the coach, you get to make the rules and the players have to follow them. So how did Tom do it? Well, I don't want to speak for him, nor do I have any inside knowledge of what happened, but I do know that leading a group of professionals is much different than leading youth or people that are not as seasoned. As with any team, you have to have a system in place and processes for accountability, but they need to be a little more fluid for a team of professionals. In order to get professionals to work together as a team, it is important to get to know each member and find out how they perform so well. Once you find that out, then you can develop a process that helps them with the areas that they are weak in so that they can focus on their strengths and be even more productive. The process needs to complement each strength of each professional on the team, and it needs to be centered around honest communication. This team of professionals also needs to realize that they have to have each other's backs. They can't work like some teams do, where they have a lot of backbiting and I'm better than you kind of interactions. They have to have the backs of the other team members. And that has to be fostered through the culture. Sometimes agreeing as a team that there will be certain things that are not negotiable, such as being on time or helping out without negative talk, and maybe think tank meetings where the team members get to have their ideas heard, could always be a good way to create an A team environment that you're trying to achieve. We should all strive for that small but mighty team that has no turnover and produces extraordinary results. In order to achieve this, good, trained leadership is required and will be essential for years to come. Level up now and go make a difference.